Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. As we transition out of the season, we're going to take a look at some things, what we can do to look back and evaluate our program. And we've been approaching that in our different series on how you evaluate drills, how you evaluate your offense. We talked last week about evaluating tempo, both from the offensive and defensive side of things. So we want to offer you a lot of ideas about how you can evaluate your program so that you can make improvements in 2020. I've talked before on this podcast about evaluating your players and having them self-evaluate themselves so you can better see how they feel about where they're at in the program and what they think their contributions are, what they think their strengths and weaknesses are, as well as being able to sit down with them and have those discussions. So today, though, we're going to flip that to the staff side of things. And the staff really needs that evaluation, something to bring the season to a close, give that season some finality as you wrap up and head towards the 2020 season. We talked last year to Coach Digitano, who at the time was finishing up his first year at SUNY Maritime, about how he did some of his evaluations. He actually did some of those during the season and utilized Google Forms. I think that's a great way to do this because as you start to accumulate this data from your coaches, especially some survey type questions you might put in there, you start to get a picture of where everybody is on the staff. And then certainly that hangs around. You don't have to worry about, you know, filing that, putting it there. You have that right there in your Google Drive. So what you really want to look at and think about is a reflection in several different areas. So let's start first with just some of those duties, right? You want to know how your coaches feel about the job that they have right now. So first of all, you know, you have them, you know, list their job, you should know it, and ask them, you know, how did they feel in coaching that position? Maybe it was a new position for them. So you want a reflection on that. What did they feel were their highlights? Where did they feel that they needed to develop, to improve, maybe to do some things this coming off season? Just like the players, you want to think about giving them questions with a scale. For the players, it was typically a, you know, 1 through 6. I don't recommend an odd number because they could just answer in the middle. So you want to see, are they feeling strong about something, or are they feeling on the other end that they're below average where they need improvement? So, you know, thinking about things just like with the players about investment in the program and considering each of those phases, you might want to break that up and have questions on their investment into the off season, investment into the summer, investment into in season, especially weekend type of duties. Because I know some coaches struggle there with some other family things they might have. You want them to be honest about how accountable they are in getting things done. Think about things like their work and what they do in putting something into the game plan, getting the reports done. However you do things, the recommendation is to really tailor it to your workflow. Think about your workflow, their role in it, and ask questions there where they, again, can evaluate themselves on some kind of scale from below average to strong or excel or something in that regard. Ask them about their professional development the past season. Did they spend time on things? And where were those times put? Was it something that they put into technique? Did they put it into scheme? Did they put it into better coaching methods, understanding how to develop relationships? Where did they put their time in the past off season? And then how did they feel about their growth in those areas? And then I think a good follow-up to that is, you know, where do you want to put your time into this next season? And do they wish to have some kind of a position change? Again, you know, a lot of times there's movement in the staff. Maybe they feel more comfortable, for example, coaching running backs, but you only had a position for offensive line this year. Do they want to make that move? How do they feel they can better serve the program in a different place? I would ask them questions about knowledge of your systems, right? Where do they need to improve in that? Because a position coach, for example, can really get deeply involved in all the things that he does, the blocking, the pass protection. Does he overall understand how you set up your pass progressions, what your route structures look like? You know, there may be some development you need to do internally on your staff there. Commitment to the offseason, availability for the offseason. What kinds of things does that coach have planned that you may need to account for? Could be, you know, summer vacation time or something that he needs to do with his family on at a certain time of the year, especially if they're not a teacher. Maybe he's going on vacation at a time that doesn't align with school vacations. So again, thinking about those kinds of things, getting that up front, at least what the availability is going to be. You need somebody, obviously, who can put the time in. Having them reflect on the development of their athletes, not just on the skill side, but also did they develop them from a character standpoint, right? What did they do to add in those areas? And asking them maybe where they feel they can get better, what they can do in helping those kinds of things. And then I think a general survey of the program, just like we do with the players, thinking about areas where there might need some improvement. You know, how did they feel about all the different phases? I mean, you sat down last year, you planned through these things, you met as a staff, but then you executed them. And so if you haven't met along the way and done some meetings and analysis along the way of how well that worked, this would be a good time to look back on that now and see, did those things we worked on in the off season, did the time we spent in our off-season program, maybe on some conditioning programs, et cetera, did those pay off the way we thought they would? What suggestions do you have to improve in those areas? And they could be little things. They might be administrative details that can help you get better. The idea is you want to collect as much information about your program from the guys who are there every day living it. It's easy to sit back as a coach and say, well, this is what I think went right or wrong, but give them the opportunity to do that. And I think the survey is a place that they can do it without interruption. They can sit down and think about those things. They can answer questions. They can evaluate on a scale. I think there's a number of different ways you could put those together on a Google document in order to get some of those answers. You know, I think you'd want to tailor some questions to your coordinators as well, thinking about the different areas they're involved in. How well do they feel they did in practice planning? How well do they feel that they did in game planning? Were they responsible for play calling? What was their assessment of how well they did in those areas? I always liked to go back to and let them reflect on different opponents, right? The wins, the losses, either way, you know, thinking about what is it going to take to beat X opponent this next year, and at least leaving the season, what are some thoughts there? Because you're going to have to put together that plan that's going to go from January all the way up to next season and into the season that's going to account for all those things. So this is the opportunity to really get detailed about the things that you want to do this next season, things that need to get worked into your program, every area. Offense, defense, special teams. Think about your culture playbook. How are you building the culture of your team? Think about your involvement in the community. You know, there was a year where we felt it was very necessary for us to be more involved and do some community service and show that, you know, what the football program was all about, because it was a time for us, you know, thinking back on that year, and I don't remember, it was somewhere around 2005 or 2006 that, you know, our players faced a pay-to-play situation if the school levy wasn't passed. And so we wanted to go out and show exactly what we could do, what we were doing in our program to build these young men and to build them more in just something outside of the football program. And they were simple things. I mean, we went out there and we cleaned up some playgrounds around the schools. We did a community cleanup day and made sure we participated in that as a team. We went out and read to kids in the elementary school. And then there were other little projects along the way that the players took part in. So, you know, what are the things that are going to really add value to your program, to your community, that you can identify right now? Really leave this, I think, if you can construct it in a way that leaves it open to them giving a lot of input, don't get too narrowed down, I guess. Leave it broad in some areas. Other areas, you might want to include some of those scales that you could put in. Other, you know, some just require a written answer. But I really do like the idea of doing it on Google Docs. So if you haven't done that yet, haven't used Google Docs, find somebody who's familiar with it and have them teach you or have them set it up. Because I think it's a great way to be able to get all that information in one place, see all those answers at one time, aggregate some of that information that is put together as a scale, and seeing where things are at from your coaching staff. And be sure not to forget the younger parts of your coaching staff. And it might not be as detailed, but you want this to reach down to your freshman staff. You want this to reach down to the junior high staff. If you are involved in the youth program, you want to get some feedback from them as well. So think about ways you could do it. And, you know, the beauty of it is with Google Docs, everything's just an email away. You don't have to necessarily call a meeting to get everybody together to hand out these forms. They could sit down and do it on their phone, their iPad, their computer when they have the opportunity. And I think the biggest thing is give them some time. You know, I would say don't give this out immediately after the season if you haven't done it yet. Give it a week to 2 weeks to let everybody chill, decompress, gather the thoughts, get away from the emotion of the season, and then start to gather this information and give them a little bit of time to reflect on it too. So, you know, as we're looking at it right now, maybe you wait till about Thanksgiving, the week after Thanksgiving, give it to them then, and give them a couple weeks, maybe up till the Christmas break, to get those back to you. Then you have that information. You could put that together, really get an agenda together for your first staff meeting of 2014. If you're going to put together some plans yourself as the head coach from this data, you have some time to do that and get it together. And, you know, overall, you want to think about how can you help your coaches professionally develop. So that's the objective of these kinds of things. I know I've been receiving some of these through from other coaches. I'll see if I could share some out or at least some examples, some screenshots of what they've put together. And I think it's very valuable to go through this process with your coaches. Now, it's not always an easy thing. As the head coach, you need to sit back and be willing to take some constructive criticism from your coaches. And really, you want it. You want that open door where they feel that they can tell you the truth. Honesty is going to help you. The open doors of communication are going to help you to improve your program. So be open to and listen to, and, you know, don't defend this right away if you see something you don't like. Dig into those reasons with the coach. The last step in this process is after you've looked at all these, I've always felt strongly about taking some time and setting up meetings to sit down with my coaches and maybe spending anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. I think they could be on the shorter end, and just going over some of those things that you saw there. You don't have to go over every single thing, but things that stand out for you. And again, things that maybe you need more clarification on, but overall the idea is let's improve the program. So approach this off season with a sense of being able to evaluate things. And I would say if your head coach doesn't do this, but you feel this is something is important, sit down and write an evaluation of the things you did. Include yourself in it, right? Self-evaluate and evaluate areas of the program, or at least share ideas with him on paper where you might be able to help the program as well. Because everybody doesn't necessarily do these kinds of things, but I think you'll find that if you take the time to sit down and put your thoughts together in an organized way, that the head coach will appreciate that. If you're a younger coach on the staff, it's going to show that you're taking some initiative here and you really do care about the program and you're there to help. So again, be positive in how you do it, but be honest as well. We'll continue to look at ways to evaluate the off season, all the different aspects of this as we go through the next few weeks here. Be sure to check out our systems at footballdevelopment.com. These are designed for you to fit into your off season program to work on the skills of contact and developing those skills in a way that you're not actually out there doing football drills. You're doing things that promote the right posture, the right footwork, the right hand placement. So many things that you can do within these systems that we've put together that are really just strength and conditioning type of things, agility type of things, and you can work it into your off-season program without violating any kind of rules of coaching. But you will better develop those skills and prepare your players to execute on the contact side of things and be better at that in 2020. Check out all we're doing on at FBDEV Coach on Twitter. Our off-season programming starts soon. Includes things like quote of the day, question of the day, our learn from series, our your call series, where we give you a play in a scenario and you come up with some answers with that. We had a lot of fun and interaction with that last off-season, as well as some different things that we'll put together and launch for you in 2020.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.